are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Cleveland Browns single game tickets go on sale August 11th at 10 a.m. on clevelandbrowns.com and the Browns mobile app. It's your chance to secure tickets to all Browns home games this season, including the games against the Broncos, 49ers, Bengals, Ravens, Steelers, and the home opener against the Titans. Tickets will go fast. To see the full Browns schedule, visit clevelandbrowns.com or the Browns mobile app right now. Very happy to be joined in studio by number 54 outside linebacker Scott Solomon. He was making a name for himself in practice, got in the game against Carolina, took Cam Newton down, and the rest is history. Getting a lot of work with the ones, and with the injury to Barkevious Mingo, it's another opportunity for you, Scott, to continue kind of your development. So first of all, welcome. Thanks for being with us here on the show.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
How much more comfortable are you right now than you were? You know, you came in the team midseason last year, spent some time with Tampa. How much more comfortable in this defense do you feel right now?
Very comfortable. During OTAs, had a lot of reps with the ones. Got a lot of confidence there, so I'm just trying to get better every day and trying to, you know, improve.
And it's got to feel real good for you as a guy, you know, who's, I don't want to say bounced around the league, but spent every year in the National Football League with a different team. Mm-hmm. You get these reps, you're seizing that opportunity, and I just would imagine that the thoughts that you start having, like, this could be a place where I'm comfortable, a place that I'd love to re-sign, you know, a nice deal to have a significant portion of your career be here with Coach Pett and Jim O'Neill in this defensive scheme.
Absolutely. I love it here. I love it here. And, you know, a lot of it has to do with the coaches and the scheme and the guys around me, too. You know, Mingo and Paul have helped me a lot. And Coach O'Neill and Coach Fleury and Weave have really taught me how to, you know, do well in the scheme, too. So, really a lot of credit goes to them, too. So, really appreciate that.
Obviously, you're very physical, and we heard about that before. Anybody from the outside of this building probably knew about you actually getting to see you against Carolina because we'd heard people in practice. What was that like? You come in here to a new team, and you are going out there, you know, laying it all on the line in practice, trying to make a name for yourself. Is there some tension with maybe some of the offensive line when you're sticking it to them like that in practice?
I mean, yeah, sure, a little bit. But at the end of the day, you know, I was trying to show, you know, show the team something. I was trying to get out there and get reps, so that was the goal, and, you know, I was just going to try to go hard every day in practice.
And certainly you did that. You've got the reps. Now you're getting first-team reps opposite Paul Kruger. What do you think this defense can be now in its second season? You know, this team has been looking for that other pass rusher opposite Paul Kruger. Mm-hmm. You've been very, very effective setting the edge against the run. I know you like getting after the quarterback. How good can you guys be on the outside?
You know, I'm going to do everything I can, but, you know, at the end of the day, this defense you know, the leaders on the defense expect a lot out of it. So every day we try to improve, we try to get better. So that's the main goal. And I think there's great leaders on the team with, you know, Witt and Carlos and Hayden, and we're just all in it together trying to get better.
Sure. And having, you know, your other stops in Tennessee and Tampa, as well as New York Jets, and playing, as I asked you off air, did you play in a 4-3 or a 3-4 in college at Rice? And you said 4-3. How has the transition been from a guy who predominantly has had their hand on the ground as a defensive end in a 4-3 system to being up and be very cerebral? There's a much more communication. You have to be able to drop. But as Nathan just said, be able to stop the run and rush the passer in this defense.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a pretty smooth transition. And really, you know, I said it before, I can really thank the coaching staff, Fleury and O'Neill. And again, the guys in the outside linebacker room with Paul and Mingo, they really have helped me out a lot. So a lot of credit goes to them.
What's your thoughts of Nate Orchard, rookie in that room, kind of also a physical guy in some ways like you, very powerful. What have you seen from him thus far?
He's got really heavy hands. He's going to be a really good player. And he's really passionate. He loves the game. So, you know, we all expect big things from him.
Talk about the offensive line. What a luxury it is for you, not only to get those first-team reps in this scheme for you to grow and be a playmaker for this defense, but how great is it to be essentially practicing against one of the top five offensive line, and in some cases, the best offensive tackle in football in Joe Thomas on a daily basis?
Absolutely, man. I was actually thinking about that the other day. That's awesome that I get to go against those guys because – obviously they're going to make us a lot better. So that's something I appreciate every day. And, you know, we get after it every day. So it's fun.
Seems like you guys are rotating sides, not necessarily because, you know, one time you're going to play on the left or the right, but just based on what the offense is showing you in this scheme? We see lots of flips, like pre-snap, somebody goes in motion and everybody flips sides.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have a preference coming from one side or the other? Do you feel like it's more natural?
No, not really. I kind of like both sides. I'll have different moves for either side. And yeah, sometimes me and Paul will just, depending on the play call, we'll just, you know, pick one side or the other, and then just take it. You know,
do you have that flexibility in Jim O'Neill's system?
In some calls, okay.
Yeah. But predominantly, you guys play left and right.
No, well, just a lot of it depends on what the offense gives us.
Okay.
But then in some calls, we'll just line up left and right.
Sure.
And then just do that responsibility.
Gotcha. So, yeah. My last question for you, before we let you go, and I'm sure you want to get to your break and rest before this afternoon's walkthrough, is just playing for a defensive coach in Mike Pettine. We've had Andrew Hawkins up here, and he said that, you know, coach is all business, and his approach to you with the players in the upcoming season. But then you look at a day like today with offensive and defensive linemen kicking field goals, making it fun, breaking up the monotony of camp. How has your experience been with Mike Pettine compared to other coaches you've played for?
Man, it's been great here, man. I love the coaches here. I feel like they do a really good job in making it fun, but also getting the work in. So that's something I really appreciate. And I think they're doing a great job.
So today the Camp Flash jerseys came down to a kicking competition from the offensive and defensive lines. I think they went 0-for-13 before Alex Mack finally made
bad.
One.
It's pretty bad.
Would you have put one through if it was linebackers?
You know what? I was a little worried because I don't think I could, man.
But would you toe it? Would you try to toe it through?
I think I would get like a good kick in there.
Okay,
honestly.
Like a soccer kick.
Yeah, that's what everybody was trying to do. The only two people tried to toe it,
and it went.
And off Joe Thomas,
they almost all pulled left.
Yeah, it was left and low.
So
it was ugly.
I'm gonna remember that.
Yeah, it was ugly. Yeah, the toe worked. Alex Mack popped one right through there. Well, Scott, we appreciate you being with us here today. Final one for me is: what do you hope to show the coaches and the dog pound, who may not be as familiar with you, in this orange and brown scrimmage tomorrow in Columbus?
That I'm going to work hard. That I'm going to go full tilt. You know, and that's something I'm always going to try to do. Also, just clean up the mistakes and show that I've gotten better since last time I went out there. So.
Well, we certainly like it. We certainly like hearing the stories from practice, getting to see it out there at training camp. You throwing people around there. Very physical, our guest Scott Solomon. So good luck to you, and thanks for being here. And you got those first-team reps coming tomorrow, man.
Yeah, man.
Get out there and get it done.
Absolutely. Thanks.
All right. Man. When we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines, 216-578-0850. We'll share our top three takeaways from day 7 of Browns training camp here in Berea. Zagur and Wilhelm, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.